This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers and ranchers have an opportunity to move forward on an important, long-sought goal. Our ability to reach that goal depends on you, the grassroots members of Farm Bureau. We need your calls and emails to your senators to support a bill being introduced this week that would create a national standard for the voluntary labeling of foods that contain biotech ingredients. Importantly, the bill would preempt state laws such as the one that otherwise goes into effect July 1 in Vermont and imposes a misleading labeling mandate there. When I think about the progress agriculture has made in the last 30 years with better seeds and farming methods, it amazes me that anyone would stand in the way of innovations that help us increase food production, fight plant diseases, grow more nutritious foods, and use less land, pesticides, and fuel. The possibilities are amazing. But if mandates like the one in Vermont go into effect, we risk never seeing those innovations in the future. Food makers already have to consider labels and product reformulations in order to comply with the Vermont mandate. They're not going to make those changes for consumers in just one state. The changes will affect what's on store shelves and demand for biotech crops nationwide. They will affect ag technology companies and land-grant universities' willingness to invest in research and development. It just boggles my mind that a handful of people in one state could alter the future of agricultural technology, but that is exactly what we are facing. If that makes you angry, it should. The House passed the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act last year to create a national voluntary labeling standard and stop the state-by-state patchwork. This week, Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, is introducing a similar bill in the Senate. This gives farmers and anyone else who cares about our ability to be innovative and productive in agriculture an important opportunity. Now is the time to reach out to your senators and let them know we need a national voluntary labeling standard. Can we count on you to stand up for agricultural technology? Please log on to the Illinois Farm Bureau's Legislative Action Center and take action. It's up to you to make sure this opportunity does not slip away. The Trans-Pacific Partnership will tear down trade barriers and help level the playing field for U.S. agricultural exports to 11 nations across the Pacific Rim. Ratifying TPP will boost annual net farm income in the United States by $4.4 billion compared to not approving the pact, according to an economic analysis conducted by the American Farm Bureau Federation. TPP will mean a boatload of expanded exports and increased demand for agriculture's agricultural products. Clearly, America's farmers and ranchers have much to gain from approval of TPP, and we support its ratification. American agriculture is a growth industry, and to continue that trend, we must expand our market opportunities, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF's Board of Directors on Tuesday voted to support efforts of Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts to move forward with the bill to preempt state GMO labeling mandates. The Senate Agriculture Committee this week is marking up a bill to provide American consumers a wealth of easily accessible, accurate information about GMOs through a voluntary national GMO labeling program, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall. The bill would preempt a patchwork of mandatory and misleading state GMO labeling laws founded more on scare tactics than science, and we must move this process forward. While the American Farm Bureau Federation is grateful that Wendy's restaurants are sharing positive messages about beef production in the United States, the organization is concerned about Wendy's previously announced policies on eggs and pork, according to a recent letter to Wendy's president and CEO Emil Brolik from AFBF president Zippy Duvall. Duvall stated that the American Farm Bureau Federation appreciates Wendy's focus on helping consumers make the connection between the high-quality beef they serve and the American farmers and ranchers who proudly provide it to the more than 850 Wendy's restaurants throughout the country. He thanked them for being a partner in bridging the gap between consumers and livestock producers. The The letter expressed AFBF's concern, however, regarding Wendy's previously announced policies on eggs and pork, which will make production less efficient and drive up costs, forcing some customers to make tough choices about meeting their basic needs and forcing producers to struggle with the costs of changing their production practices. Duvall invited Brolich to engage with AFBF in a cooperative dialogue to discuss working together to do what's best for agriculture, farm animals, and Wendy's customers. Farm Bureau recently launched an online survey to collect feedback from farmers and ranchers on Agriculture Department programs. The survey, which is open to all U.S. farmers, ranchers, producers, and growers, has been completed by 983 respondents from rural and urban areas, including Washington, D.C. To date, farmers have responded from all 50 states, but more respondents are sought, especially from the Northeast region of the U.S., Washington State, and Wyoming. The survey takes less than 10 minutes to complete and closes March 15th. Don't let the opportunity to let USDA know what you think about agency programs pass you by. Membership in Farm Bureau is not required to participate. Take the survey at usdaprograms.questionpro.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resource Conservation Service announced participants with Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, 2012 contracts have from now until March 31 to submit an application to their local field office to renew their CSP contract. NRCS allows CSP participants to renew a CSP contract for one additional five-year period. The 2012 contracts are set to expire December 31st. Participants are encouraged to submit an application to renew their CSP contract. In Illinois, more than 300 CSP 2012 contracts will reach the end of their initial five-year contract period and may be renewed for an additional 5 years when participants agree to adopt additional conservation activities to achieve higher levels of conservation on their lands. Local NRCS field offices are currently in the process of contacting participants and providing them with the necessary application forms. However, if a current CSP participant is unsure if they are eligible to apply for a CSP renewal, they should contact the local NRCS field office. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering $1,500, $1,000, and $7,500 scholarships for the upcoming 2016-2017 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 18th. Applications are now available for nurse practitioner scholarships through the Illinois Farm Bureau Rural Nurse Practitioner Scholarship Program. There will be five scholarships worth $4,000 each granted this year. Scholarship program, now in its 24th year, helps encourage and develop the pool of rural health practitioners to help meet primary health care needs in rural Illinois. Students who receive scholarships agree to practice for 2 years in an approved rural area in Illinois. To be eligible for the scholarship, students must be Illinois residents and be a registered nurse accepted or enrolled in an accredited nurse practitioner program. Funding is provided by the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program. Applications are available at county farm bureaus throughout the state on the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program website at rimsap.com or by contacting Illinois Farm Bureau. Applications are due May 1. For additional information on the program, contact Illinois Farm Bureau at 309-557-2350. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.